John tells us that it was during the season of the festival of dedication, or Hanukkah, when Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, the one who gives his life for his sheep. This is significant because of what Hanukkah means to the Jewish people. Hanukkah is a celebration of liberation from Greek occupation through the Maccabees. When they liberated the temple, the little oil they had and remained miraculously lasted 8 days. So their light did not go out, the legend says. It's also why Hanukkah is called the Festival of Lights. Now God's people in Jesus' day are under Roman occupation. They want to know if Jesus will be like the Maccabean people and tribe, the Messiah they hoped for who would liberate them by a similar miracle. They want liberation from their captors and independence from foreign rule and tyranny. When Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, we have all sorts of bucolic images that come into our minds. A great and beautiful analogy to a loving caretaker of the sheep. And it is that. But a shepherd is also the title that foreign emperors, kings, and tyrannical rulers would use to describe themselves as the shepherd of their people. Jesus is not just a fulfillment of messianic prophecy. He is also King of kings, Lord of lords, a ruler of heaven and earth with this title. And unlike those other shepherds, this shepherd does not lord it over his subjects. He does not come to tax. He does not come to take. He does not come to enrich himself. But rather, he comes to give to the sheep, to enrich the sheep, and to nurture the sheep with his own life. As he himself says, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. When we hear those words, eternal life, what comes to mind? We may think that Jesus is talking about merely life after death, a future heavenly experience, a translation from the life of time and space to a life that's timeless, eternal. But it is much more than a future hope. It's a present reality. Jesus does not say, I will give them eternal life. He says, I give them eternal life. Just as those in Jesus' day fell short of their vision of who Messiah would be, so our vision of Messiah and of Jesus and of eternal life actually can often fall short of the fullness of what Jesus brings, not only for us, but for the whole world. Eternal life is not just about the length of existence that never ends. It's not just about the quantity. It's about the quality. The quality of living that Jesus brings in the fullness of his joy. His greatness is unparalleled. It's unbounded, boundless. The gift of life he gives is unquantifiable. It's eternal, immeasurable. Just as Psalm 23 says, my cup runneth over. In other words, Jesus is, and here's a 75-cent word, Jesus is magnanimous. He is forgiving and generous toward those who are less powerful as the Good Shepherd. He's the good shepherd who does not hold our sins against us, but rather provides extraordinary, miraculous care for us. St. Thomas Aquinas talks about the virtue of magnanimity. That is what he calls the stretching forth of the mind to great things, to learn to hear the shepherd's voice, to be a shepherd also to the world, to be magnanimous to the world along with Jesus. This is how Jesus describes his sheep. They're the ones who know the good shepherd's voice. They follow him. They realize the greatness of all the gifts he lavishes upon the world. Just as we earlier prayed in the service, send us as shepherds to rescue the lost. Send us to heal the injured. Send us to feed one another with knowledge and understanding. In other words, develop the virtue of magnanimity in all of us as God's people. Make us magnanimous like Jesus, the good shepherd, forgiving, generous, nurturing, the one who empowers others, helping others realize the fullness and the richness and the boundlessness of the kingdom of God. Stretching our minds, stretching our hearts, so that they too will experience life that is incalculable, infinite, and yes, never ending. Isn't this what we celebrate and give thanks for on Mother's Day? Those people who have been magnanimous toward us, who've made life possible, those who love and forgive us unconditionally, those who give and nurture us, those who fostered our growth physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. This is what it means to be the shepherd and good shepherd to the world as Christ Church, to be Mother Church. This is what it means to know the good shepherd's voice, his heart for the world, to follow him, and to be the voice of the Good Shepherd, so that all may benefit from her eternal life she gives, and to share the good news of eternal life that Christ alone brings. This is what Jesus so clearly says earlier in John's Gospel: for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life is what the good shepherd purchased with his blood on the cross. Eternal life is what the good shepherd delivers through his victory over death and the grave, and his dance over the devil, rising again from death. Eternal life is what the good shepherd gives to us now. A magnanimous life in the peace, grace, and gifts that he gives to us, his beloved sheep. Eternal life is what we enjoy now, and it's the good news that we proclaim to everyone. Eternal life is what we will celebrate at this table spread before us. Our cups run over with the grace of God. His grace superabounds. We feast on Christ's body and blood at the hands of the shepherd. His forgiveness is lavish. Our faith is strengthened in him beyond compare, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Eternal life is what the child of God celebrates when we say, when God brings us to that place where we confess, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy shall pursue me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack. If I am his, and he is mine forever. And so through all the length of days, thy goodness faileth never. Good Shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house forever. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Amen.